高三英语高考练习十六。
Section A, Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation,and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Where did you find your English book?
I found it lying under a big tree between the teaching building and the library.
Question. Where did the woman find her English book?2. Good morning. I'm here to see Mr. Wilson.
Sorry, Mr. Wilson went to Washington last Monday for a conference and will be back on Thursday night. If you like, you may come again on Friday morning.
Question. When will Mr. Wilson return?
3. Carol made up for her lost time by working overtime.
No wonder I saw her working the weekend shift.
Question. What did Carol do at the weekend? 4. Janet sounded worried about her grades.
But she's getting A's and B's, isn't she?
Question. What does the man imply about Janet?5. The museum exhibit that our professor recommended just closed. Yesterday was the last day.
Oh, really? I was really looking forward to seeing it.
Question. What does the man mean? 6. Hey, what do you think you're doing? There's a queue, you know.
Is there? Sorry, I didn't mean to push in.I didn't realize there was a queue.
Question. What is the man most likely to do next?
7. Good morning. Can I help you?
I hope so. I bought the apples here yesterday, and when I got home, I found half of them were rotten.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers?8.
I hope you like the novel I lent you. I wasn't sure whether it was the kind of book you would be interested in.
You know, I had the same doubt at first, but once I started, I simply couldn't put it down.
Question. What does the man mean? 9. Tom, how are you finding life on campus this year?
Much the same as the last.
Question. What does Tom mean?
10. I wish I hadn't thrown away that reading list.
I thought you might regret it. That's why I picked it up from the waste paper basket and left it on the desk.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation?Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear two short passages and you will be asked two questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. When someone has the blues, they feel deeply sad. But the blues is also a kind of music, one which allows sadness to be expressed. Rita Williams Garcia's Clayton Bird Goes Underground is about the blues in both senses of the word. The hero, Clayton Bird, an African-American kid living in New York, suffers a deep depression in the book, but is able to fight his way past it through music. Clayton Bird loves nothing more in the world than spending time with his grandpa, Cool Papa Bird. Cool Papa is a blues musician and a popular one. Cool Papa is often found in Washington Square Park, playing with other musicians, with his grandson in attendance. Clayton is thirsty for all their knowledge. He learns from them how to play the harmonica, which becomes his instrument. But he learns too about the history of blues music. Spending time with these old men is like being at a university for the blues. Clayton adores his grandfather, so when he dies suddenly, he's terribly upset. His mother is upset too about her father's passing, but in a different way. She doesn't want Clayton to be like Cool Papa, and so gets rid of Cool Papa's instruments and records, which doubles her son's pain and record. His life changes when he meets a group of youngsters playing music in the street. He joins them. Although their music isn't the strict blues Cool Papa played, he feels a lot better because of it. His grandfather's death and the trouble at home with his mother became a little easier to deal with then.
Now, listen again, please.
When someone has the blues, they feel deeply sad. But the blues is also a kind of music, one which allows sadness to be expressed. Rita Williams Garcia's Clayton Bird Goes Underground is about the blues in both senses of the word. The hero, Clayton Bird, an African-American kid living in New York, suffers a deep depression in the book, but is able to fight his way past it through music. Clayton Bird loves nothing more in the world than spending time with his grandpa, Cool Papa Bird. Cool Papa is a blues musician and a popular one. Cool Papa is often found in Washington Square Park, playing with other musicians, with his grandson in attendance. Clayton is thirsty for all their knowledge. He learns from them how to play the harmonica, which becomes his instrument. But he learns too about the history of blues music. Spending time with these old men is like being at a university for the blues. Clayton adores his grandfather, so when he dies suddenly, he's terribly upset. His mother is upset too about her father's passing, but in a different way. She doesn't want Clayton to be like Cool Papa, and so gets rid of Cool Papa's instruments and records, which doubles her son's pain and record. His life changes when he meets a group of youngsters playing music in the street. He joins them. Although their music isn't the strict blues Cool Papa played, he feels a lot better because of it. His grandfather's death and the trouble at home with his mother became a little easier to deal with then. Questions. 11. Which of the following statements is true when Clayton was young?
What happened to Clayton after his grandpa died?
13. What is the main purpose of the book, Clayton Bird Goes Underground? 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
When it comes to the judgment of their bodies, women can't win. Research consistently shows the pressure to maintain a particular figure is stronger for women, said Kelly Brownell, Dean of the Stanford School of Public Policy at Stanford School of Public Policy at Duke University. People often make fat jokes, but the shaming of obesity is no laughing matter. Many studies have revealed the negative effects of fat shaming, but what about so-called fit shaming? I spoke to a woman who was shamed for being fat, and then, after losing weight, shamed for being fit. Sarah Moore is a 29-year-old mother of three from Indiana, US. Formerly a stay-at-home mum, she became a personal trainer after losing more than 100 pounds. She remembers the fat shaming she endured before her weight loss. But after losing weight, Moore said people commented on her body even more. Now I get comments like, "Are you sure you can eat that?" because they're worried I'll regain the weight, she said. Brownell explained that changes in body weight can also damage relationships. It can upset the balance. People can get jealous, he said, adding that people who lose weight can experience personality changes, such as an increase in confidence, which also affects relationships. Let us try to understand that just because someone has lost weight, it doesn't make them fair game for commentary on their new shape. Everyone deserves to live free of being body shamed, regardless of how they look.
Now, listen again, please.
When it comes to the judgment of their bodies, women can't win. Research consistently shows the pressure to maintain a particular figure is stronger for women, said Kelly Brownell, Dean of the Stanford School of Public Policy at Stanford School of Public Policy at Duke University. People often make fat jokes, but the shaming of obesity is no laughing matter. Many studies have revealed the negative effects of fat shaming, but what about so-called fit shaming? I spoke to a woman who was shamed for being fat, and then, after losing weight, shamed for being fit. Sarah Moore is a 29-year-old mother of three from Indiana, US. Formerly a stay-at-home mum, she became a personal trainer after losing more than 100 pounds. She remembers the fat shaming she endured before her weight loss. But after losing weight, Moore said people commented on her body even more. Now I get comments like, "Are you sure you can eat that?" because they're worried I'll regain the weight, she said. Brownell explained that changes in body weight can also damage relationships. It can upset the balance. People can get jealous, he said, adding that people who lose weight can experience personality changes, such as an increase in confidence, which also affects relationships. Let us try to understand that just because someone has lost weight, it doesn't make them fair game for commentary on their new shape. Everyone deserves to live free of being body shamed, regardless of how they look.
Questions. 14. What is the main reason why Sarah Moore is shamed for being fit after losing weight?
According to Brownell, which of the following is not the reason why changes in body weight can damage relationships?
What would be a proper way to treat those who have lost weight according to the passage? 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Hi, Susan. How is your preparation for the economics final going?
It is more difficult to review everything than I imagined.
Well, maybe you should relax now and do that later. I've got two tickets for the new visual art exhibition downtown. Do you want to go with me?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know anything about visual art, and I'm no artist.
You don't have to be an artist to enjoy a good art show. Besides, you need a rest after intense schoolwork.
You're right. What is the exhibition about?
I've heard that it's great. The exhibition was in New York last summer, and in Chicago after that, and next week it goes to Los Angeles.
Oh, well, it ought to be good then.
And besides, next door to the art museum is a new shopping centre, so we could go there and buy some stationery if we like.
Okay, I'll go with you. When will we go there, then?
This afternoon or tomorrow. It depends on you.
I really need a rest after so much revision. This afternoon will be okay.
If you have time, I'm ready.
Now, listen again, please.
Hi, Susan. How is your preparation for the economics final going?
It is more difficult to review everything than I imagined.
Well, maybe you should relax now and do that later. I've got 2 tickets for the new visual art exhibition downtown. Do you want to go with me?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know anything about visual art, and I'm no artist.
You don't have to be an artist to enjoy a good art show. Besides, you need a rest after intense schoolwork.
You're right. What is the exhibition about?
I've heard that it's great. The exhibition was in New York last summer, and in Chicago after that, and next week it goes to Los Angeles.
Oh, well, it ought to be good then.
And besides, next door to the art museum is a new shopping centre, so we could go there and buy some stationery if we like.
Okay, I'll go with you. When will we go there then?
This afternoon or tomorrow. It depends on you.
I really need a rest after so much revision. This afternoon will be okay.
If you have time, I'm ready. Questions. 17. Why didn't Susan want to go to the exhibition at first?
Where will the exhibition be held next week?
19. What will they buy in the new shopping centre?
20. When will they go to the exhibition?